We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We are broadcasting from CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference. Very, very well attended this year. And I would say one of the best connections with the White House that I have seen in a long time. Folks who are available and looking to speak and looking to speak with those of us who are getting the word out about what they're doing and the accomplishments that they've had. Obviously, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been busy. I mean, that's the understatement of the day, I guess. He's going to be speaking here tomorrow. There's all sorts of stuff always happening at the State Department. Now, Morgan Ortegas.
Yes.
Is that right?
That is right.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, all right. Well, my work here is done. I'm very proud of the fact that I got it. Yes, it's it. Morgan is with the State Department. Give everybody your official title, please.
I'm the spokesperson for the State Department.
That is not a bad gig, as I understand it. Okay. All right. So speak on behalf of the State Department, Morgan. Tell us what's going on over there with the secretary.
Well, first of all, it's awesome to be on your show.
Thank you
for having me. It's
absolutely.
Always great to be back at CPAC.
Yeah.
And it's especially important for me this year to be here representing Secretary Pompeo and President Trump. You, of course, will see Secretary Pompeo speak tomorrow. We're going to be talking about what America's foreign policy is under President Trump and under the Secretary. And you'll hear the Secretary talk about a lot, but there are three main things that we like to think of when we're creating our foreign policy vision, and that is realism, restraint, and respect.
Okay.
The respect is something that I think people lose a lot of sight on, which is respect for other countries' sovereignty.
Yes.
Respect for the way other people want to determine their own political future, their
sure.
own life. Respect for religious freedom around the world. That's really a key theme that you'll hear the Secretary speak about. Restraint is something that you heard President Trump speak about back when he was a candidate
yeah.
here. And of course, in his presidency, he's always talked about ways in which that we can wind down what he has called our endless wars. They're, of course, at great loss of life to our soldiers
sure.
and expense to the American taxpayer. But we always want to do this in a responsible manner. So you'll see over the coming days, the president, the secretary will be talking more about the peace agreement that we are working towards in Afghanistan.
Okay.
And I think, the restraint angle is important, not just whenever you're looking at Afghanistan, but when you're looking at all ways in which America can get engaged around the world. And so those are really the three big R's that we look at the State Department, the things that guide our foreign policy. And you will hear Secretary Pompeo expound upon that tomorrow at CPAC.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I have been so thoroughly impressed with the secretary. I think this is somebody who, obviously, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but you should know that those of us out here look at Secretary Pompeo and say, there's somebody who's working tirelessly, who
right.
has the right vision. It's a State Department, which, as we know, Foggy Bottom always has this sort of mindset, at least in other administrations, that doesn't necessarily jibe
mm-hmm.
with the real world. And now it seems as if, yeah, there's a very realistic approach to all of this.
We often, and Secretary Pompeo talks a lot about how we communicate to the American people what we're doing.
Yeah.
And diplomacy can be something that can be very high-minded, but it's something that we're really conscious at the State Department that shouldn't be.
Yes.
Right? We should be able to communicate what we're doing as it relates to diplomacy, as it relates to American foreign policy, to the American people. And we have so many successes that the president does. And I think one of the things that is most important to us is the way in which President Trump has completely changed the way in which Washington and the way in which America thinks about China.
Yeah.
You know, when you were, if you were working in China before President Trump started running for office, if you're working in Washington in foreign policy, there was this view that had been the consensus view, the establishment view of both parties for 20 or 30 years in Washington, that, you know, as long as we put China in the WTO, as long as we made them a part of these international organizations and institutions, that they would start to behave in a way in which that was behaving more like a normal nation, you know, behaving more like a Western power. And what we've seen under President Xi, especially as he has declared himself ruling for a lifetime, as we've seen the past few years, a much more aggressive stance from China towards the United States. And really, President Trump is the first president since, I mean, going way back before the Nixon era, that has stood up to China, that has said, you're not going to rip off our companies, you're not going to rip off our people, you're not going to steal our property, you're not going to act irresponsibly in the South China Sea. And so we have stood up to the Chinese in a way that I think they never expected.
Right.
They're certainly on their back heels. And listen, we see them as a strategic competitor. There's ways in which we work with them. We work with them closely on North Korea and other foreign policy issues. But this president is the first president in decades that stands up to authoritarian regimes like the Chinese Communist Party and like the regime in Iran, for example.
Yes. Well, Morgan Ortegas is joining us, the spokesperson for the State Department. And I will tell you that some of the things that have impressed me with this president in terms of foreign affairs was the move of the embassy to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
All right. I was so thrilled because it had been, I'm far older than you are, and I've heard so many presidents from both parties for decades tell me, yes, we're going to move it. It's just a matter of time and we have to do this. And President Trump came in and said, OK, so we have to do a building. And I know how to do. Let's get it done. Right.
Well, and what's really important is the president, going back to that realism part of the three R's, the president looked and said, wait a minute, the law of the land of the United States of America is that our U.S. embassy should be in Jerusalem.
Right.
And you're telling me that every year or so, or however many years, the Congress has to pass a waiver to keep the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv to subvert the law that was passed by both houses of Congress and signed by the president. And so it's that sort of fresh look at foreign policy where you have someone that's not a part of the establishment, that's not a part of whatever the hell mainstream is supposed to be, that says, you know what, we're going to follow the law of the land. We're going to put the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. And every time we take an action on Israel or Iran, right, we're told that the world is going to melt down.
Yes.
The Middle East is going to melt down.
It's all over,
We were told whenever we took the actions in the Golan Heights, right, every step of the way, every decision that we've made on Israel or the Middle East, we're told that everything's going to melt down and mass panic and chaos, and obviously that hasn't happened.
Yeah. Now, I you can tell me if I'm wrong on this one, but I've always thought that the real reason that the embassy was staying in Tel Aviv is that it's on the beach and there's a sports bar right next door, and you're not going to find that in Jerusalem.
But Jerusalem is wonderful. There's no humidity.
That's true.
Jerusalem's a great city. I love hanging out in Jerusalem.
No, it's a wonderful place. But I wondered if the staffers there were like, yeah, but we know the guy at the sports bar. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about what we're going to see moving forward. Okay, again, Secretary Pompeo is going to be speaking tomorrow. You alluded to the possibility of a peace deal of some sort in Afghanistan. Now, this is, I don't know, again, we've heard from a lot of people for a lot of years, it's going to get done, we'll do this.
Yeah.
Is this really going to happen?
What we know is that we have had 18, almost 19 years of war in Afghanistan. I mean, Afghanistan itself, before we came in, has had, 40 years of war, of course. And so we know that our the secretary talked about this Tuesday from the podium at the State Department. Our commanders on the ground have assessed that there is, without adding a significant amount of additional resources, there's no way to have a military into the solution. You've got to Afghanistan. You've got people in Afghanistan that have been at war their entire lives,
right,
several generations at this point. So people in Afghanistan want peace too. But what the Obama administration, why they failed to get a peace deal with the Taliban and failed to get all parties to the table is because they never understood the concept, the simple concept that only a successful businessman could understand, which is negotiating from a position of strength.
Right.
And that's, of course, you combine that with the fact that, we think that the environment is ripe. There's a lot of spoilers. There's a lot of things that could happen between between now and on Saturday when the secretary said the peace deal is going to be signed. And I certainly don't want to get out in front of any announcement by him and the president. But our goal from the president, from the time he came to CPAC as a candidate, the goal was to get rid of the endless wars that America is in, to responsibly bring our troops home. We have looked incredibly closely at the precipitous withdrawal that the Obama administration did in Iraq, which led to the rise of ISIS and the caliphate and everything. So we've looked at this stuff very carefully. We've looked at how we do this responsibly. And if everything holds, you will see a peace agreement signed, which is just the beginning of the process of political reconciliation in Afghanistan. But it's important for your viewers to know that when the president says promises made, promises kept, he means that. Yeah. And so when he says, I want to end endless wars and I want peace in Afghanistan and that I don't want war, he sends his team, he sends the Secretary of State to accomplish that mission. And so he doesn't just say these things in a campaign. He actually expects his team to deliver on them.
And that is one of the things that absolutely has set Washington, D.C. on edge, right? They haven't seen somebody who made promises and kept them before.
Yeah, and it's the promise. And I hear this consistently, too, whenever I'm traveling around the country. It's funny. We were in Saudi Arabia last week, and I was having dinner with several very prominent business people, men and women, in Saudi Arabia. And people, it was a small group, and people were going around the table. And it's always interesting to hear the perspective of other countries on what the president is. And this very, very successful businessman in Saudi Arabia said to me, you know, I never understand why people say that President Trump isn't predictable. He said, I think he's the most predictable politician we've ever dealt with. And I looked at him and I thought, all right, tell me where you're going. That's not normally what people say. And he said, he's very predictable. Everything he said he was going to do in the campaign, he does. Right. He's like, it's the most predictable politician I've ever seen in my life. And I thought, you know what? He just encapsulated the Trump presidency better than anyone else has.
I love it. Well, Morgan, I appreciate you taking time for us. Morgan Ortegas, spokesperson for the State Department. We're looking forward to Secretary Pompeo's speech tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get the chance to chat with you again.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.